contrast. She was a brilliant scientist, but when she was out from behind her microscope, she was flighty and hyper, like the absent-minded professor on espresso shots. She was often getting distracted mid-sentence and constantly losing things, like her reading glasses, which were usually on her head. She was sweet, but sometimes I wanted her and Dr. Rapava to take notes from each other. He could stand to relax, and she could get to the point quicker, especially at 4 in the morning. As we walked down the hall to her office, a man called from behind.
"It's the Daniels."
Only one person seemed to take pleasure joking about my last name and his first. With a sigh, Daniel and I both swiveled to face him. Liam and Sarah stood down the hall. They were another collector team. There were currently 8 of us. There used to be more, but not all came back after the last group hunt. We were paired off, Daniel and me, Liam and Sarah, Hugo and Marv, Peter and Matt. Each pair had one with the site, a seer, and one with military training, a hunter. We were called the collectors. Liam seemed to have some kind of complex and thought of Daniel as a threat. Liam was constantly trying to one-up us or brag about their collection of the night. Sarah was even worse, instigating Liam's teasing. They had to let everyone know they were better and faster than the rest of us.
"Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, how did your night go? We collected 2 Fae tonight."
Liam tried for a good-natured smile, but fell short. He was African-American and in his early 30s. Fit, trim, tall, and looked like he should play for the NBA. He spent 5 years in the military before he came here. He kept his hair close to his scalp and wore the tightest t-shirts known to man. He had an incredible body, and he did not shy away from showing it off. Sarah was in her mid-20s and barely reached the middle of his chest. She said her ancestry was Siamese, but she was born in America and raised here in Seattle. She was petite, with dark hair and almond-shaped eyes. Pretty, but cold and unfriendly. I knew if I were as small-boned as her, they would have teased me about it. But any negatives they found in other people were pluses for them. Marv and Matt had the sight, but Sarah and I were the dominant seers. Women and children tended to be stronger and more open to the sight, but Sarah and I possessed above-normal sensitivity. Because of this, we were usually the ones they called on to work.
"We got our job done, Liam."
Daniel was not one to brag. Secretly, Daniel wanted to punch Liam most of the time, but he never let it show and never gave in to their taunts. On the other hand, I had trouble disguising my dislike for them. My fists clenched at my sides, begging to be introduced to their faces. Daniel's hand lightly touched my back, trying to ground me. It wasn't working. These two seemed to trigger my well-buried violent nature. "Looks like it." Sarah smirked as she nodded toward my swollen lip and ripped jeans. Her meaning was clear. She was evidently too good to get beat up by a fae, but I wasn't. Daniel's hand pressed harder into my back as my body grew tight with anger. Liam's brown eyes glinted when he watched me tense up.
"Think the kid needs a timeout. Did she miss her nap today?"
Liam smiled, his perfect teeth shining under the fluorescent lights. My foot only took one step toward them when Daniel grabbed me around the waist, spinning me to face the opposite way.
"We have to check in with Kate. We'll see you guys later."
Laughter broke out as Daniel forcibly guided me toward Kate's office.
"Why do you let them do that to you?"
Daniel spoke low as we turned the corner of the extensive underground headquarters. I'd yet to find the end, or maybe the beginning, of this building. It looked like how you would picture a secret government building: no windows, fluorescent-lined hallways, and offices with cheap linoleum flooring and stark white walls. The only areas where I forgot it was deep underground were either in the training room or the cafeteria. That was only because my mind was solely on kicking ass or getting mine handed to me, or food. "How do you not?" I growled. He took a breath.
"Zoe, you need to learn more control. You cannot go off and hit people, especially co-workers, because they upset you."
"Why not?" I snorted. Daniel's head slanted to the side.
"Because there are rules. They are not our enemy."
Could have fooled me.
"We need to save our energy for the real threats."
His voice constricted in an odd twinge. I stared at him, but he kept his eyes forward.